Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by Ivy Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ivy Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. We continue on our Irish golf theme and welcome in Tiernan Byrne of Club Choice Ireland. Tiernan is a tour operator in the southeast of Ireland and joins us now.
Hey, Anne, how are you doing? Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. And where exactly are you right now?
I am going to get a sneaky round of golf in this afternoon, Anne. I'm actually on my way to the European Club, which I know you know well.
Oh, my gosh. We had just an incredible time at the European Club. Just spectacular. Give Pat Ruddy our best, the former Irish sports writer turned course designer. Unbelievable that he designed and owns that golf course.
Yeah, and a character to boot. So I'll tell him you said hello.
So now all the regions in Ireland just have outstanding links and parkland courses to play. But as Alison Metcalf kind of advised in our first segment, it's probably best when you're planning a trip over there to pick one or at the most two different regions. Otherwise, you know, you're driving all over the place and there's just so many courses to experience in each region. So tell us about the southeast of Ireland, that region, Tiernan.
Well, look, thanks a million for having me on. So the east and southeast is a region that we would look after for all our incoming guests. And we're very lucky in that it is blessed with some of probably the world's best links and also some stunning parkland resort courses. From a geography point of view, you're talking about Dublin being on the very east coast. So from kind of an hour north of Dublin down to kind of 2 hours south, we have some trophy courses that you'll be familiar with, the likes of a Portmarnock, the K Club, you'll have Royal Dublin, the Island, the European Club, Mount Juliet, which just hosted our Irish Open 2 years in a row. And the accessibility into Dublin Airport is a big factor because you can land in Dublin Airport and within 40 minutes you can be hitting your first tee shot. And then the variety of courses that we'll have here on the east and the southeast region as well is something we're very proud of. When you look actually at the country of Ireland, we've got over 400 courses, and I know you've played a good few of them. And about 50% of the top 100 courses in Ireland sit within our east and southeast region. So it's got something for everybody. So when we're speaking to the customers who are thinking about coming into Ireland, like Alison said, we're trying to make sure we tailor their trip to suit their time, their budget, you know, their abilities, whether it's their first time to the country, whether they're regular visitors. And not all courses suit everybody. And luckily, in this part of the country, we've got a great range of golf and in terms of pricing point as well. It's something there for everybody.
Right. So you ask a couple questions, you know, to the group that's coming over. And then based on, you know, their level or their interests, you can custom make put together a trip perfectly for that particular group. Men and women, different golf abilities, etc.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the fun part from my side is that you know you spend the first probably 2 to 3 conversations via or email or Zoom getting to know the group and the people that are coming over, so that any good tour operator is building the tour to suit the customer, not to try and shoehorn in a particular course or a region. And those initial conversations is where you get to find out, well, look, what kind of courses are going to suit, what kind of travel times they're interested in. You know, we had a group last week, and you know, there were 36 holes a day, all the bucket list top trophy clubs, doing a lot of just seeing golf courses and bedrooms, and that's about the size of it. And then We just said goodbye to a group this morning of 18 from Hilton Head, and they were a much more relaxed tour. They did some heritage stuff, some cultural stuff, a bit of food in there. They probably played maybe only four rounds of golf in their 7 days. So either end of the spectrum is possible, but that's where those conversations at the beginning are so important, because you want to make sure that the tour you're putting together for the group is the right one and it fits them.
Boy, those 36 hole a day guys and ladies, that's intense. But you know, we took a day to go sightseeing. We saw the Hookhead Lighthouse, which is the oldest operational lighthouse in the world, which dates back to the 13th century. I mean, I love my lighthouses, but this one dates back to the 13th century, which is incredible. And then we also went to the Dunbrody famine ship, which is a very sad history of the millions of Irish who perished during the potato famine in the 1840s, and you know the story of the treacherous ship excursions across the Atlantic for thousands of Irish, and so many Irish perished during that journey. So all that history, to me, I think is important to see. But again, if you're a golfer and you just want to play golf, you can custom make those kind of trips. Or if you want to, you know, play 18 holes a day and then maybe take a day or two to go sightseeing, you can organize that as well.
Yeah, Well, I love my golf. I'm a big advocate for showing off Ireland when you're here. That is not just a golf tour. It's more of a golf Irish experience, so that you do take some time to go see some of those sites, because you're in what we call as Ireland's ancient East, and just the history that we have in this neck of the woods here. It shouldn't be just forgotten. You know, you could just drive from golf course to hotel for 7 days and it could just pass you by. So we like to try and build in a bit of that when we can. So whether it be the afternoon or maybe just taking a full day of just doing some soft sightseeing or excursions, we have some personalized tour guides that work with us, and they just bring it all to life. And then another important part, actually, in terms of building the tour that we've learned from our experience, is don't be afraid to schedule in some downtime. You know, give people an afternoon off or an evening off just to find their feet and explore the towns or the city they're staying in, so that it's not all scheduled out in front of you. You know, go get lost in the likes of Wexford Town. Like I know you didn't. If you end up in a pub, you end up in a pub, Anne. There's no fault in that.
Yeah, I love it. The pub crawl and just walking around those little villages to me is so important. And I love driving around Ireland. And a lot of you have to be pretty brave to drive the roads over there. If you know you're driving on the opposite side of the road with the steering wheel on the opposite side in the car, and you have to be pretty alert and pretty experienced. But you also, you know, obviously have coaches with drivers. And for people who don't want to drive, you don't have to worry about that, right?
No, yeah, and like we do, we get the kind of the fours and eights who are brave enough or maybe done it before, and we'll hire a couple of rental vans for them, and they'll go off and they have a little bit more flexibility in where they go and what they see and do. Our core business, particularly from the North American groups that are coming in, is that we'll have a private coach with guide to accompany them around, because you've seen those on the small road. Those guys are good at what they do when they're taking those corners, and they add a bit to it as well, you know, because they're not just driving a coach or driving a bus. They're part of the tour, you know. They let people know what they're seeing out the windows as they make it from the golf course to the hotel or where it might be, and they're a big part of it as well, you know. So you've got to make sure you're working with good people, because ultimately they're you know your clients are in their hands as well. But Ireland's a small country, you know. So when we're bringing our groups around, we try not to have anything more than kind of a 90-minute drive between certain points. You know, we just want to kind of build a tour so that you're not sitting on a bus for too long. You know, you're here to experience the place, so we want you out of there and either playing golf or in the pub or eating something nice or you know traveling through town.
Yeah, and you know, the courses are close to each other, and just when you think you've played the most beautiful, incredible course, you know, 20 minutes down the road is something more spectacular. So as I was mentioning to Allison Metcalf, there is an abundance of riches, you know, as far as golf and history and culture and culinary. And I like your advice, Tiernan, of, you know, having downtime. Allow yourself some downtime, because going into the pubs and listening to the Irish music, and one of my favorite stories to share is, you know, I go to Doombeg often as an original member at Doombeg Golf Club, and you know, I'd go into the pubs there, and in one pub, you know, Patrick would be sitting in the same stool. Every night I'd go there, he'd be there, and you know, I'd go in and then requested him. He has an incredible voice, and requested him to sing "Oh Danny Boy" for me. And he got up, and when you have a singer in Ireland that you know, they get up and sing, the entire rest of the pub is silent and gives that singer, that performer, you know, the respect to sing. And oh my God, this guy has the voice of an angel. And I had tears. He had tears coming down his face just singing the song. And he brought me to tears, and it was just those memories, that culture, and you know, the music and everything that goes along with your visit to Ireland, I think is so important to enjoy, as well as the golf.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. And those, they're kind of spontaneous. They, you know, it's kind of when you do get lost and you find yourself in just one of our small little pubs and bars, and a guy will break out his tin whistle or a, you know, of accordion, and you know, something will just special will spark and happen. And you know, it is part of our culture. We're very proud of it. We don't take it for granted. And it, you know, there's no, it can't be contrived or manufactured. That something like that's just a natural part of Ireland. And it's great to see it still alive and doing well in our towns and villages. And they love seeing the visitors come in and taking part and enjoying it with them. Because that's why we're doing it, you know. We like to show off that side of our culture.
Well, I really enjoyed playing your home course on Friday, Rosslea. They're very proud of you over there, Tiernan Byrne. Thank you so much for sharing some of your insight to the southeast of Ireland, golf in Ireland's ancient east, as you say in your brochure.
Yeah.
And definitely check it out at clubchoiceireland.com. Thanks so much, Tiernan Byrne, and hope to see you again soon.
Thanks, Anne. Talk to you soon.
Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by iBeCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with iBeCool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and IceField technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. iBeCool.com.